You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Roy Wood Jr.
Welcome to The Daily Show. This is my last night as guest host. No, don't cry. Don't cry, because you're all invited to the after party. There ain't no after party. You're on a basic cable budget. Who the hell you think you're coming to see? We got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. There is so much going on right now, so much going on this week. Chicago has a new mayor, RFK Jr. is running for president, and the Tampa Bay Rays are undefeated. The Tampa Bay Rays! And you know what? Good for the Rays. You know they pay their players in Burger King. Did you know that? But if there's one thing I love more than baseball, it's food. And if there's one thing I love more than food, it's food lawsuits.
This morning, it's a battle of the bowls. Chipotle Mexican Grill filing a lawsuit in California against salad chain Sweetgreen, alleging Sweetgreen's new Chipotle chicken burrito bowl violates Chipotle's trademark rights. Chipotle claiming Sweetgreen's very similar and directly competitive bowl is an attempt to capitalize on their brand, arguing the competitor's ad uses the same font and style as Chipotle's branding and features a similar color to their trademarked adobo red.
Chipotle says Sweetgreen should change the name of its new bowl by one, putting the word Chipotle in lowercase and renaming it as a chicken bowl with Chipotle.
That's right. That's right. The two whitest restaurants in America are fighting over who gets to use a Mexican word. And honestly, what the hell is Chipotle mad about? You named yourself after a seasoning. That's on you, playboy. And honestly, both these companies need to get sued just for using the word burrito bowl. If it ain't wrapped up, it ain't a burrito. Stop it. It's just shit in a bowl. You're putting shit in a bowl and you go, oh, this is our burrito bowl. Bitch, that's dry chili. Would you like to try our all-new PB&J sandwich bowl? Sorry, did I say I wanted pudding? I could have sworn I wanted a sandwich. Moving on to a big story today. One of America's Supreme Court justices is in a major corruption scandal. and you'll never guess who. Okay, it's Clarence Thomas. But you'll never guess what.
A simply blockbuster bombshell report. Get this. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas did not disclose luxury trips around the world worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
ProPublica says Justice Thomas has for years accepted free charter jet flights and stays on a yacht and luxury resorts from real estate developer Harlan Crow. Crow is a conservative mega donor. Crow tells ProPublica he's never tried to influence the justice on legal or political issues.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure. No, hang on. I'm sure this billionaire Republican didn't want to influence nobody. He just wanted to go on vacation with Clarence Thomas, you know, because we all know that Clarence Thomas is clearly a bag of fun. Just be straight up. Who wouldn't want to pull up on Miami Beach with old CT? Come on, Clarence, we're doing tequila shots. Clarence loves tequila shots. I don't know why I made him sound like Sling Blade. Here's my question. If you're going to buy a Supreme Court justice, why would you spend all that money on luxury yachts and planes for Clarence Thomas? You could have bought Brett Kavanaugh for a bottle of Jaeger and a Southwest Buddy Pass. This is the better deal. Boarding Group B. Let's move on to sports now. Earlier this week, we told you how LSU beat Iowa in the Women's NCAA Basketball Championship, and there was some epic trash talk this week between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and tempers have been bubbling all week, but finally, a peacemaker has emerged.
Did First Lady Jill Biden get so excited about the Women's Basketball Championship game, she put her foot in her mouth? As she celebrated LSU's victory over Iowa, Dr. Jill suggested both teams come to the White House.
So I know we'll have the champions come to the White House. We always do. So, you know, we'll have LSU come. But you know what? I'm going to tell Joe, I think Iowa should come too, because they played such a good game.
Yes. No, you're wrong. She's talking about peace and unity, y'all. Why shouldn't the losers be standing proud with the winners? Come on, Jill Biden. You're trying to turn the White House into a participation trophy. Nobody likes participation trophies. Even the kids don't like participation trophies. Nobody's ever came home after school after the big game with a trophy like, yo, check it out, I struck out 12 times. For more on this story, we turn to Desi Leidig. Desi! How you been, Desi? Good to see you. Now, Desi, we've been talking about this story around the building all week, and I know you'll agree with me. The whole thing on this issue comes down to one word, and that word is...
Racism.
I'm sorry, but you think this is racism?
Roy, I know racism when I see it. And this is textbook racism. A mostly white team getting an invite to the White House for losing is white privilege at its most insidious. If I may quote Malcolm X.
No. Yeah. You may not quote Malcolm
X.
Got it. I hear what you're saying, Desi, but this is clearly sexism. This would have never happened in men's sports. But women are expected to get along and to share the prize simply because they're women. If I could quote the great Gloria Steinem.
Nope.
Gloria Steinem.
Nope. Look, Roy, it is racist to honor white losers the same as black winners. Trust me, I have a unique perspective on race as a person talking to a black man right now.
Desi, let me explain to you how internalized sexism works. Let me explain sexism to you. Dr. Jill Biden treated these adult women like a bunch of high schoolers who all had to be invited to the slumber party no matter what. That's not what you do. And I know what I'm talking about because I watched Handmaid's Tale a couple seasons. That's the name of it. Is it Handmaid's or Handmaid's Tale? Which one is it?
I don't only watch Atlanta. Whether it's racism or sexism, and it's racism, I think we can both agree on two things. One, I know all the lyrics to Gangsta's Paradise. And two, this was not Jill Biden's finest moment.
Yes, Dr. Jill Biden.
Yes.
Dr. Jill Biden made a mistake. Maybe next year the White House should have Vice President Kamala Harris extend the invite. You know, another strong woman.
A strong black woman.
Who made U.S. herstory.
Not to mention, she knows how to kick it at the cookout, know what I mean?
That's right. Girl boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it all. Desi Radic, everybody. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about why college has got to go. So don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back to The Daily Show. Now, do you remember back in the day? Remember back in the day, you'd be watching TV, flipping the channels, and then you'd see an ad for one of those for-profit colleges. Be some dude in a T-shirt in the parking lot telling you to get your shit together. First off, how you gonna tell me to get my shit together? Your shirt ain't even got a collar, brother. Or worse, they'd level up after a little while and get Master P's son to rap to us about education.
Say ICDC. Call it ICDC College. I say ICDC. I'm so ICDC. College.
Do you like reading and shit? I think that's the first time a dude lost a rap battle to himself. But the thing is, people who graduated from these for-profit schools are often drowning in debt or end up with a degree that nobody respects. The fact is, if you want a degree somebody respects, oh, you gotta get you one of these, baby. This is my actual college degree, broadcast journalism, bitches, from a four-year institution. Florida A&M, four-year institution. None of that parking lot bullshit. Cost me about $60,000. Should have been $45,000, but I flunked a year of school because I skipped school during midterms to open for Tommy Davidson. True story. And you know what I love? This thing I love about college degrees. You ever notice when you get a college degree, your parents always want you to take a picture with them. Like, they be cheesing, super hard. Look at my mama. Look at my mama. My mama's smiling harder than me, you know. She's been in higher education for almost four decades, so you know she's happy about the degree. And I'm smiling, too. To be fair, I'm smiling, but the only reason I'm smiling is because I ain't seen the invoice yet. But now, the once exalted four-year college degree is starting to feel a lot like the parking lot education. It's no wonder that people are starting to doubt the whole thing.
More and more Americans are asking themselves, is a college degree still worth it?
For high school senior Rains Lucas, his biggest challenge isn't getting into his dream schools. It's paying for them.
It's just not sensible to go somewhere and take on hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
Many top executives are questioning the purpose of a college degree, including Elon Musk.
There's no need even to have a college degree.
Oh, well, okay.
At all.
Listen, you know it's bad when the dude who bought Twitter says college is a bad investment. That's one of them ones. Take a second. $44 billion. Oh, yeah, that was bad. Yeah, that was a good joke. Now, we've talked about abolishing the police and abolishing prisons, but I think it's time to ask an honest question. Is it time to abolish college? We'll try to answer it in another installment of Long Story Short. Yes. There are a lot of problems with college. We can just say that off the top. There's a lot of problems with college. You got annoying roommates. You got unfair professors. Sometimes after a night of underage drinking, a bunch of Jamaican nightclub owners decide to pull a gun on you after a small disagreement over a cover charge to get in their establishment, also a true story. But one of the main problems in recent years is that college has gotten way too expensive. From the time Prince had his ass cheeks out until when Megan Thee Stallion had her ass cheeks out, which is about 40 years, the average cost of a college education has risen nearly 500%. It's gotten so expensive that American kids need to flee the country just to get an education.
With tuition prices soaring at home, American students are flocking to Europe for cheaper college options.
There are at least 44 schools across Europe where Americans can earn their bachelor's degree for free. All public colleges in Germany, Iceland, Norway, and Finland are free for residents and international students.
How crazy is it that studying abroad, that used to be for rich kids. That was for pretentious rich people. Now, if you a baller, you need to go to school in America. Oh, you studied in Berlin? You broke bitch. I went to the Ohio State University. Fetch me caviar! Now, it's bad enough that these degrees are so expensive, but what makes it worse is that they're not necessarily preparing you to earn the money back. Just 1 out of 10 business leaders even believes that college graduates have the skills needed to work in their workplaces. And employers aren't the only ones questioning what colleges are teaching. So are the graduates themselves.
Ever wish you'd picked a different major back in college? Turns out nearly 2 of every 5 American college grads regret the choice they made. Liberal arts majors are the most likely to harbor that deep regret. Nearly half of them say they wish they'd picked another field of study.
The most regretted major? Journalism.
No. Don't zoom in on my pain. Come back up to my face. I have no regrets about going to school and paying money to learn journalism just to get on TV to play a fake journalist. I have no regrets. I did real work. I did real journalism. Just show them the work.
Hospital spokesperson Brooke Wilson declined to speak with Family 46 on camera about the events that led up to the hospital's impromptu inspection from Alpha.
You telling me that wasn't real journalism? That was hard-hitting journalism in my daddy's suit. The point is, I had to dig in the closet for the VHS to find them. The point is, many college degrees aren't even setting you up for a career now. Now, back in the day, it didn't really matter that much because just having a degree made you special. In 1960, around 8% of the population had a bachelor's degree. But today, that number's around 40%. Having a college degree now is like having a keyless entry in your car. Everybody got it. Nobody care. But in 1987, you was the man. You had keyless entry in 87. Beep, beep, beep. Hey, what you just did? I locked my car. Do it again. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, shit. You the devil. That's magic. So here's where we are, people. We got people spending more money than ever to get a degree that means less than ever, which has left people looking for alternatives. Some people are taking apprenticeships. Some people are taking classes online. And some employers are saying, hell, we'll just train you ourselves. In fact, Google has a $50 a month education service that they've used to place over 70,000 5,000 people into jobs at over 150 different companies. Jobs that Google will soon replace with AI, but that's not the point. So long story short, college is too expensive. It doesn't help you get a job. You can learn the same stuff on a computer or in Iceland or Berlin. Half the employers will train you for free. This shit is a bigger scam than Bitcoin. We should abolish college. Y'all heard me? We got to abolish college, man. Ain't messing around with college. Hey, mama. Yes, ma'am, I know you've been in higher education for 40 years. Yeah, Mama, I know you march. You told me the stories. I know you march. Yes, I'll put the diploma back on the wall. Yeah, I won't talk bad about college. But yes, ma'am. Okay, side note. College is necessary. It broadens your horizons. And in spite of its costs, I'm an absolutely better man because of the degree and the invaluable lifelong friendships I made along the way. So maybe we don't have to abolish college, but we need to find a way for its benefits to outweigh its costs. Because if a four-year degree is gonna leave you with crippling debt and people not respecting the degree, then maybe we all owe Parking Lot T-Shirt Man an apology because it seems like we're all victims of for-profit education. Stay tuned. When we come back, author Jerry Craft will be joining me on the show. But don't go away. I'm gonna pretend to write on this paper.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a New York Times bestselling author and illustrator. His new book is called School Trip. Please welcome Jerry Craft. Brother Craft.
Yes, sir.
First off, shots out to the tie. I see what you're doing with the tie. Got some of them black peanut characters on that tie. Yeah.
I had to represent Franklin here.
What did you read growing up? I'm always interested about that with authors. Like, what got you into the habit of reading? Like, because I was assigned a lot of books in school that I feel like I shouldn't have been reading. It was like Beowulf, Call of the Wild, Thompson, just white people running
errands. And you didn't see yourself in that?
You know, I did not see myself in those books.
No, I went from Dr. Seuss to Marvel Comics to nothing. I hated to read. Reading was a punishment for me. And it's the same thing. I didn't see myself. What am I going to read? Tom Sawyer? Huck Finn? Like, that wasn't me.
I mean, but Tom Sawyer had the N-word in it, so representation.
Right, so we got some representation. It wasn't great representation, but we got representation.
So then, if Marvel Comics and comic books activated your curiosity for literacy, what is it about graphic novels that we can do to help that with today's children?
The first thing I think we have to explain to some people is the term graphic novel does not mean a novel with graphic content. And that, you think that's not real, but there are people that think that. So they're like, I don't want my kid to read a graphic novel. It's a novel with graphic content. And they're like, no, that's not what it is. So we might have to change the name to just a big old comic book. That might make it a little better.
I think with some of the education rates in this country, that's probably a good idea, brother.
Right.
Now, this book that you have, School Trips, a right. wonderful, wonderful book. It's about, you know, black child out there doing this thing.
Right.
It's been banned in a bunch of places. First off, congratulations on being banned.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I know that must feel awful. I know that is a terrible feeling to write a book and then somebody go, oh, your book is too good. We can't let nobody read it. What was your thoughts and feelings when you first found out about that?
I was disappointed. I was sad for the kids because, so this book, this is my first book, New Kid. Mm-hmm. It's the first graphic novel, only graphic novel ever to win the Newbery Medal. Right? It was the second book to win the Newbery and the Coretta Scott King, right? And the only book ever to win those two and the Kirkus Prize, right? So not the only black book, the only book, not the only black book.
So then how do we get to that place? How do we go from a book, the same character in both books. Mm-hmm. This is the third book with this character. So
right.
the first book, award.
Right.
This book, people go CRT.
Right.
How is that classification even fair with the literature that you've been creating?
Fair. You are funny, fair. I mean, like, that's the point of it. You know, it's like, from a kid who hated to read and was told that comics would rot his brain, to grow up, you know, born in Harlem, grew up in Washington Heights, and to have this book, which should be an after-school special. My life should be the after-school special. A reluctant reader who grows up to, I mean, there's a movie in the works with this book, okay?
Now, do you have a producing partner? I know how to read. I like reading.
I do.
Get money. We'll talk about that after the show.
But it's like 13 different languages, so they can read it in Albanian, Romanian, Greek. They just can't read it in Texas.
Ooh. Ooh. Now, the book is about, this book, School Trip,
right.
is about, you know, some kids who decide to travel over to France
right.
and they take a school trip. Now, as a product of Birmingham Public Schools, I cannot relate to traveling out of the country at any point.
Right.
It, like, there was no international field trips. Like in Alabama, you go 2-3 places. You go to civil rights.
Right.
They take you down to Montgomery to see where they don't pass laws that help civil rights.
Right.
And then they let you visit a cave.
Right.
That's it, DeSoto Cave. It's a nice cave. But where have you traveled? Like, because to be able to write about children traveling beyond the horizon, what were your travels like and your journeys as a child?
As a child, it was all local stuff that my dad and I used to go. When I graduated from college, which I know you're trying to ban, but for those of you, you know, it was good.
We just need to buy one, get one free coupon.
Right,
we just need
right.
something for college.
No, it was good for me. So when I graduated from college, my dad took me to the Bahamas. And it was 70 years old, his first time on the plane, right? Because we didn't think that we could travel, right? And then we went every year to a different place for 20 years. When my sons graduated from college, I took them to Paris. Because, again, you don't think that you can do those things,
yeah.
right? And so I make the books that I wish that I had when I was a kid that makes kids readers, that gives them hope, because you don't even know the things that you can hope for, yeah. right? And that's... Yes, so I read a review online. They tell me not to reread reviews, but I did anyway. And this woman literally wrote, I'm not sure if my largely poor, largely African-American students will be able to relate to this book. So I'm like, but a kid, you're saying a kid can relate to a kid who goes to wizard school, flies on a broom and waves a wand, but you can't picture these black kids going to Paris, so you're not going to let them see the book. That's worse than being banned.
How do we get people also to understand? Because to me, the issue with CRT as well, I think it's been twisted into this idea that these are black authors writing about black stuff specifically for black people. How do we get people to also understand that these books are for everyone to read?
Right.
It's not about... some sort of colored-only section on a bookshelf. These right. books are about the human experience. So how will we be able to get more people to understand that?
There's a kid, I just saw this on TikTok. So it's a ninth grader, right? A nine-year-old third grader in Escambia County, Florida. Okay. Goes up in front of a school board, right? He should be home playing Xbox, right? In front of a school board, talking about this book, he says, this book was a good reminder that we are all equal and we should treat people with kindness and respect because you never know what someone is going through.
Thank you for everything that you do. Very proud. We appreciate you, brother. The book is School Trip. It's available now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Well, that's our show for tonight. And that's my time as host. But stay tuned because your next guest host starts April 17th. His name is Jordan Klepper. But if you still want to see me hosting something, check out The Daily Show's podcast, Beyond the Scenes, where I sit down with correspondents, writers, producers, and special guests to talk about some of the segments and topics we've covered here on the show. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.